From the News Center, a news focus.
A bipartisan bill that proposes installing solar panels in schools across the state awaits a vote in the Senate. The Solar for Schools legislation aims to combat climate change and invest in education. Less than 2% of Pennsylvania's 7,000 schools are powered by solar. Superintendent Mick Iskrick of Steelton High Spire School District, which has a 42-acre urban school campus serving more than 1,300 students from low-income families, explains that after partnering with McClure Company to install solar panels, it now sees monthly credit on its bill. He said the legislation would be a game changer for districts across the state.
And then ultimately, all that savings, what we're trying to do is get more funding to offset our expenses and get more programming for students. So the more money I save, the more support I can get directly into the classroom.
Iskrick said the district has achieved 100% reliance on solar and says they'll save another $1.6 million over 20 years. Meanwhile, the Inflation Reduction Act offers access to clean energy tax credits with an emphasis on reaching the disadvantaged. He adds the district has recently received 7 electric school buses through the EPA's Clean School Bus Grant Program. They'll be operational next fall. And Iskrick said this is the only district in the country that has busing transportation 100% electric and charged with solar energy.
But we're looking to expand if this bill comes through. And, you know, I'd really love for some community solar to come through along with it or down the road, so that homeowners can offset their electric bills. Really try to, you know, tie the school to the community, community to the school.
Iskrick suggests a prospective plan to assist teachers in the region by offering free electric car charging for district employees and implementing other incentives to attract new talent, but acknowledges that while innovation is a driving force, it's also a necessity to address staffing challenges. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.